This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. With the rising prices of lumber and other building materials, locals on Cortez Island are looking to innovate with more economical and environmentally responsible alternatives. I'm here with Max Tyson and Travis Pollock.
We're called Creative Deconstruction. We've been in operation for about 5 years, and so far all of our work has been on Cortez Island.
What services does your business provide here on Cortez Island?
You take apart buildings and denail the boards and resell them to our clients.
A different price than brand new lumber?
That's right. We charge 75% of the cost of buying new lumber on Cortez Island.
And we started by being cost competitive with the smash and burn strategy of disposing of buildings that are no longer healthy. We have been making up the rest of our labor costs with selling the lumber. So some savings for the homeowner, then people buying lumber also get to save some money. I think all of our clients have been as much motivated by the lower ecological impact as well as being motivated by the saving a bit of money.
And what about the customers that are utilizing your services to deconstruct homes and buildings on their property?
The people who hire us to get rid of their buildings have so far been really pleased with our work. Tend to leave things, I think, a little bit cleaner, if anything, than the smash and burn strategy. And yeah, people feel good about seeing any usable materials be used. That's certainly a big positive for people, and they like providing employment to us through that. So it's kind of like quadruple bottom line or something. There's like lots of winners in the way that we do business. Everybody seems pretty happy about that.
What are the legal regulations for demolishing a building?
Yeah, the regulation, I'm not sure if it's provincial or federal, but it's you're basically not allowed to burn anything except for clean lumber. So if it has drywall, if it has wiring, if there's insulation, if there's tar paper, if there's vapor barrier, if there's paint on anything, then you can't burn it. So to burn a house down legally is a ton of work, and you basically have to take the whole thing apart anyway. Pretty hefty fine associated with it as well.
Do you believe you have achieved a sustainable business plan?
Tended to try to make it work for everybody, including ourselves.
Yeah, we felt pretty good about how much money we've made. That's been something that we've tracked. The rising price of lumber is helpful. You know, we started out by having a pretty low bar, as in making $25 an hour, and we were happy. That was like a labor wage that we were willing to live with. And I think it's gotten a little bit better than that, where we've been able to start thinking about paying ourselves for the time of storing. We've paid ourselves to build some storage for material. So I think it's a financially sustainable business, and it's kind of just getting better. We've been investing in some specialized equipment to make the job a little bit more efficient. We do some equipment sharing with other business operators, renting trucks and trailers rather than owning our own, because our jobs are fairly intermittent. There's not a steady stream of deconstruction going on in Cortez, so that can be a bit of a barrier to some businesses. When steady or consistent equipment costs, but you don't have steady work, then that's hard to overcome. But we've, you know, been creative on how we get around that. It's a workable business. Like, there's so many victories that it just needs to be happening more everywhere.
Are you familiar with any regional policies that may incentivize people to choose these alternative, gentle methods of demolition?
In Victoria, they've indicated the intention of having a ban on smashing buildings and requiring that every building be taken apart and any usable materials be reused, which I think is pretty interesting policy and could be helpful.
How can locals on Cortez reach you or find your business?
Tideline and on Facebook, and we have a Facebook business page called Creative Deconstruction. But mostly you can find our names in the phone book as human beings and contact us that way.
What is your favorite part about running this business?
Yeah, it feels pretty good. It feels good to be filling a need in the community, and
it's been fascinating sort of like history of building on Cortez, to take apart buildings that are quite old and seeing how things used to be done, or like the last building that we did had lots of cedar construction, which isn't framing, which isn't a very popular framing species of lumber, but it's just what people had at that place at that time. Plowing through all this lumber, and they're like, whoa, this one's yellow cedar. It's like super precious and interesting.
Sometimes we find artifacts in the buildings as well that we try to return to the owner that was living in the building when the artifact was put there, which is kind of fun. And the histories of the buildings themselves are quite interesting to follow along.
Thank you so much for sharing your experiences.
Thank you. Thanks for caring. Thanks for buying used.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.